VOA News. Police in Washington, D.C. are preparing for a gathering of hundreds of white nationalists near the White House on Sunday. The gathering is happening on the one-year anniversary of a riot in Charlottesville, Virginia. The organizers of the gathering last year were not able to get permission for another one this year, but they were able to get permission to hold one in Washington. The White House is responding to claims by former presidential adviser Omarosa Manigault Newman that President Trump is a racist and that she has tapes of him using a racial slur referring to black people. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, she says Trump was heard saying the word as he filmed The Apprentice television program.
Once I heard it for myself, it was confirmed what I feared the most, that Donald Trump is a con and has been masquerading as someone who is actually open to engaging with diverse communities. But when he talks that way, the way he did on this tape, it confirmed that he is truly a racist.
On Fox News Sunday, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway said Manigault Newman is not credible.
She told ABC News the day after she was fired that she had resigned. She's now saying she was fired. She told ABC News the day after she was fired that quote, Donald Trump, no, he's not a racist, that she wouldn't have been there.
Manigault Newman is promoting her book Unhinged, which is to be released in a few days. President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani said Sunday that his legal team will not let Special Investigator Robert Mueller question Mr. Trump about his firing last year of former FBI Director James Comey. At the time Comey was fired, he was leading the FBI's investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, leading to worries that Trump obstructed justice in trying to thwart the investigation. This is VOA News.